This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. And here we are in the studio. How's everybody been? You got web feet yet? Gosh, we've had some rain, haven't we? Fortunately, my husband decided he was going to mow the lawn on Saturday, so that was all done. But of course, it grows beautifully afterwards. Right, now, I've got two super guests in the studio with me today, and I am going to throw them in at the deep end. We've got some exciting news for you about Easter eggs and magazines. So they very kindly offered, she says, in quotes, to read out the details for you. And Denise Mead-Hill, one of my guests, is going to read out about the Easter egg hunt. Over to you, Denise.
Okay, thank you, Jackie. Well, this Easter, let's come together to spread joy and happiness to young individuals who are spending their time in hospitals during this season. Love the Beat Radio, in partnership with the NHS, is excited to announce an Easter egg donation drive to brighten up the spirit of these courageous young souls.
Oh, and then over to Rika.
How you can help. We kindly invite you to contribute to this meaningful cause by donating chocolate Easter eggs or other small gifts suitable for children and teenagers. Every donation, big or small, will make a difference and bring a smile to these young faces. And you can drop them off at Love the Beat Radio Station.
It's in Penge, in the High Street, Southeast 20, where the studio is. I'll give you the address again in a moment. But yes, do drop them off there. Is there somewhere else to drop them as well, Rika, or is it just the studio?
I think it's just the studio.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. Apologies. Also at the local NHS hospitals.
Okay.
So Children A&E Department, University Hospital, Lewisham High Street.
Yeah, which is nice and big, and you can pop them in there. So, yeah, that's that bit. What's the next bit about the magazine? We've got a magazine,
yes, we
folks.
Do. And if you are in the music, film, business, arts, community or charity industry and want to get a free feature in the Beat magazine, DM at Love the Beat Radio on Instagram about the feature.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Let me just reaffirm, because guess what? We're expanding. We've got a wonderful size studio. It's the best studio I've ever been in terms of size. Some of the studios I've been in, you can just about stand up or sit down and that's it. But not only have we got a wonderful size studio, but we're expanding into the room next door. And that's where Ed is at the moment, sorting everything out there. Edmund Christie is the owner of the radio station, which is Love to Beat Radio. That's LoveDaBeat radio station based here in Penge, Southeast London. So we're very conveniently situated between Penge East and Penge West stations, and nice easy parking as well. So thank you both very much, Denise and Rika, for doing that. They weren't expecting that one. So thank you so much for being here today. Those of you who are regular listeners, thank you for being here, and new listeners, thank you for being here as well. You will possibly know that these programs, these shows, are every Monday 2 to 4 on the radio station, which you can find very easily, as I said just now, Love the Beat Radio Station. You'll find that there, or if you go to the 1230 website, which is all the W's, 1230.co.uk, and under calendar, you will find all our events and everything at the moment. However, do not panic, because what's on the calendar at the moment only goes to the end of March. And the reason for that is we use a particular email marketing system, and they've updated their system, which we have got to get to grips with. We're not quite there yet. So, and there's a few blips that I've picked up that they need to sort as well. So don't panic if you don't see anything in April, but it is there, and you'll see from the meetings, for example, this week we've got a radio show. We've also got a TV show, which is our online. That is on the second Wednesday of every month. And then the Penge is part of the London Borough of Bromley. So we have a meeting in Bromley, in Bromley hold Town Hall, and that's the third Wednesday. So you'll find that all our meetings are regular and they are consistently on the same regularity, except, of course, if you come across something like Easter, Christmas, where if it falls into those categories, then the whole system falls apart, really. So I'm on 2 to 4 every Monday, but don't switch off because the station is on 24/7. It's an internet station, and whilst we're locally based and we're a small organisation, we of course have internet reach, so it's a global reach, so you never know quite who's listening in. I know my husband does periodically, but I don't know who else is listening. And don't forget that following on from me, so we've got 24/7, so you'll find when you go to the Love to Beat radio station, you'll find the schedule there, and you'll see all the various presenters who offer a wide variety. As far as I'm aware, we're the only business-focused one. We do have a few tunes, but we're obviously, with 12:30, it's networking for business women with our groups. But you'll find after me is the lovely Ozzy Osman, who does indie rock. So sometimes I sort of sneak in and he goes, that's one of my tunes. So there's a few bits and pieces in there that you might have. So do stay tuned. Once I finish, do stay tuned. And also these shows get recorded. So you will find my recordings are in podcast the following week. So, for example, the show last week with Susan Heaton Wright, which was last Monday, will actually be on the 12:30 website under podcasts, amazingly. So when you go to the website, you'll see the tab over on the right-hand side, which says podcasts. So you just click there and you'll find Susan's show will be there this Friday. So this show that we're making today for you lovely listeners is actually going to be next Friday. So not this week, the following Friday, it will be there on podcast. So do keep an eye open for that, because I'm sure there's lots and lots of exciting things that my two wonderful guests, who I will introduce properly now, will be sharing with you today. So we've got Denise Mead-Hill, who's becoming a bit of a regular, aren't you, Denise?
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much, Jackie. You know, delighted to be here.
Yeah. And Rika Chandra, who has not been here before. She's a new member to 12:30, so welcome, Rika.
Oh, thank you so much. No, it's really fun to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to have some fun and we'll have some tunes. And as you know, my guests always make a choice of music for themselves, which is can be, you know, they like jigging around the kitchen to it, or something a bit more meaningful. Now, Rika actually very kindly helped me out and chose four pieces of music, which was wonderful. So I thought, oh, that's good. I can add those in. That's really helpful. No disrespect to Denise, because I do ask my guests for just one piece of music. And I don't know how difficult you found that to be, Rika, but when I get asked in this situation for a piece of music, I sort of quite
blank.
Struggle. Yes.
I did draw blank for a second.
Did you?
Yes.
Me too.
And then I quickly looked up my phone and thought, what's the last piece of music I listened to?
Yeah. Well, I next week, because we've got our evaluation of finance for women is on next Tuesday. I actually physically, now this is a secret, so don't tell anybody, I physically won't be I won't be physically in the studio, but I was interviewed by the wonderful Loretta Wright, who does Life in Magazines, and she also has her own radio show some weeks back, and also Karen Roberts, who does a podcast for Profit. She interviewed me as well. So next week, you'll be able to listen in to both those, as well as a little bit of music as well, that we'll set up for you. And then, again, you know, they'll be on the podcast. So we do have the most amazing selection of guests coming up.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio. Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Okay, so here we are. So everybody knows where we are and what we're doing. And I am now going to... I usually say to my guests, if I have more than one guest, who'll arrive first? So I usually go with them first. So, but I'm not going to do that. I said I was going to do that, but I'm not going to do that because Rick has not been here before. So, so again, throwing in at you at the deep end, Rika. Please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a bit about yourself.
Jackie. Thank you. And thank you for inviting me today. So I'm Rika Chandra. I am a wordsmith in Penn, Ohio, which essentially means a copywriter and a biographer.
I love that Penn, Ohio. I've not heard that before. That's brilliant. I like Ohio, that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's my slogan.
Yeah, no, that's your tagline. It's going to be your tagline.
It will be. Yeah.
Mm, brilliant. Sorry, I interrupted. Carry on.
So I'm a copywriter and biographer, so that's two aspects of my business. One, the copywriting is focusing on business-to-business or business-to-consumer writing, so content for the websites, for articles, case studies, that sort of thing. And the biography side is focusing on family, where we are looking at family history and looking at memoirs, researching your ancestry, that sort of thing, which is a really fun piece of work to do. So you could be putting together a memoir for your mother's or Mother's Day, or you could be researching your grandfather or great grandfather who passed away and had some family legacy left behind.
Yeah, well, that'd be fascinating, I think, doing that work and researching into doing all that. Website copy and hard copy are quite different, aren't they?
Yes, I would have thought so, yes. So website copy is essentially what you'd have on your landing page, how you describe yourself as a business, that is your...
So I suppose in search, things like search engines and things, you need to think about search engine optimization.
The keywords which would stick out and promote your business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love the idea of doing the things for a family in particular to research their history and develop some. So does it evolve into a hard copy book or is it very much up to the client how that works?
Very much up to the client, I would say. So you could do it as a full book or you can do it as a online
leaflet or something.
Yes. At the moment, I'm researching my own grandfather's history. And he studied here in the UK exactly a century ago. So I'm, gathering all the information from the universities and some beautiful bits of, they had his high school certificates, they had his handwritten letters to the universities. Oh. So it's beautiful things which I'm discovering along the way.
And you said he came over and he was studying with us. What was he studying?
So he studied and he was vice chair and he went back home and he was a diplomat at the time when he was still on.
Mm-hmm. So your family are from...
I'm from Sri Lanka, originally from Sri Lanka, and I came over here to study. I came over here to study architecture.
Nick next door, give him some advice in design.
So I've been here, I've been in the industry for about 20 years, not just from design management. The last 8 years were more design management, which is project managing the design process with the clients and the design team. But my love is always in the written word, and I needed to move into this niche and explore this and bring some of my strengths and from my architecture background, the creative side of it.
Yes, because it is all creative. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting, actually, how people, specific things get labelled as creative, but actually there's so much that is creative, isn't there? I mean, yes, you can see the architecture side of things, and now you sort of swap that, as you say, to the written word. And what was your tagline, did you say just there?
Pen for hire.
I love it, yeah, I love that. I think that's really good. So, I think it is interesting, though, how people don't appreciate how creative they actually are, because they sort of see creatives as, producing some
art.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, thank you for helping me out. It is interesting, actually. So, your dad's one,
your great grandfather.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to use that as an example? I presume it's something that you can't necessarily put an end to, can you? Because you're researching in different places about it.
It is, yeah. So it's going to be on one project for a while. I'm interviewing all his living family members.
So you're drawing up the tree?
Yes. And my grandfather was one of 9 children.
Yeah.
And each of them had 5-6 children each. So
it's not uncommon, is it?
Yes, no. So there's lots of my mum's cousins and who I'm interviewing, including my mum and her brothers. And it's lovely to piece together who he was. Because he passed away before I was born.
Mm.
So I have no idea who he is apart from what I've heard.
Mm.
Just getting these little bits of stories from all of his family members is amazing.
Mm.
I expect that's kind of a journey that you're going on as well, kind of reliving his experiences through the lens of a modern time.
Yeah, so it's funny because while I was researching his life here in the UK, I had been tracing his footsteps. I found the house where he lived in, and that was in Islington, because that was written on his handwritten letter. So I took the bus from the university, which he possibly would have taken, or the route he would have taken to see how he would have got to college, got back home. He investigated where the house was, and that house is no longer there because his house was in a different location, and in the 1920s, it changed in the 40s with the Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the houses
got hit.
And there were renumbering and things like that. So, it's really interesting.
It's really interesting what you're saying. I mean, it must be absolutely fascinating to do that. But I'm sort of drawing a parallel with Penny Denby. Penny Denby used to, when I started businesses, and she's very much into, and we're still friends, obviously, she's very much into family history. And her dad was an officer with the Gurkhas. So she's obviously researched all their family history and everything. Her mum was English, and her mum periodically, before she passed away, they would sit her down and say, talk. Mm-hmm. So they've actually got an audio of her mum. But with her dad, they actually went over to India, went to his school, went to all those sort of places that he was brought up, and lived, and obviously when he was an officer as well. Did all that. So it's fascinating that, we're sort of not quite in the same direction, but you know what I mean? It's sort of find out all that family history. Is that anything you've done, Denise? We'll find out about Denise in a second, but just asking that question, do you research your family at all?
In as much as, my granddad, they're from the Caribbean. And so, just looking at the spread of how they moved around the Caribbean islands, depending on the nature of their work, was something that I was not familiar with, because my dad shared that with us as a family.
Yeah.
So, I think, I suppose the experiences that our forefathers, foreparents had, kind of shapes.
Isn't it?
Shapes our experiences.
You're right, it does. And I think, Rika, I think it's absolutely amazing. And I can see that from what you're saying, there's a tremendous amount of history, obviously, to find out about him. And of course, it pings off with everybody else. Mm. And are there people that, I'm assuming there are people in your family that you've never had contact with before, but knowing his history, has that led you to make contact with other people in the family?
It has. I must say my mother's family are generally quite close. So they grew up together and spent a lot of time together. So I know most of my aunts and uncles. And getting in touch with them was not such a difficult thing. But what was interesting is, while talking to them about my grandfather, the different stories of their perspective of him come out. In amongst this are other little nuggets about them, like my great aunt. I found out she was a great tennis player.
You love tennis, don't you?
Tennis. I'm like, oh my goodness, how did I not know this?
Yeah, yeah.
And she played tennis for the school and she got her colours. These are lovely facets that I'm finding out about the rest of the family.
Yeah.
And then I got in touch with a lovely gentleman who was in a similar role to my grandfather. My grandfather was Secretary of State Council when he was still on at the time. And so the Secretary General afterwards, once he got independence, is actually a family friend. And my mum got me his contact details and I got in touch with him and we had this wonderful conversation about, you know, what his role was like. Because, I mean, he would have taken on that role well before, after my grandfather did. So that part never crossed. But I could get a picture of what his life would have been like in the government.
And had the positions as such changed historically, you know, from your family member's time to what the guy that you spoke to, had the role changed?
Not so much, because, we got independence, but, so the legislation slightly changed, but the kind of work they would do, it followed in most of the British systems.
Right. It's quite funny because, I must confess, I've not really delved into my family history very much. Only when my dad passed, because I didn't really know my dad's family very much. They were in Yorkshire. And I asked one of my cousins on his side, who was in Surbiton, I think, about family tree. So I've got a family tree, but that's sort of about it. But my dad was actually brought up by his grandparents as his parents, okay? And his mum was told that it was his sister. So there was all that sort of stuff going on. And one of the things was that I was always told it was his brother, but actually it was his uncle, so it all gets very confusing. He was telling a story of how my dad's parents, quote unquote, spoke about the fact that they'd been burgled and they found, although they weren't aware of anything in the house being taken, they found a set of keys in the gutter. And they were telling my dad, as a family, this, and my dad absolutely roared with laughter. And he said, but that was me. As a child, because he was that much younger, they actually locked him in his bedroom. And so he developed a set of keys and got out. But nobody knew till, you know, we were adults and everything else. So it was really funny. So it was sort of that sort of thing. And the fact that my granddad never took the other grandchildren out. Mm-hmm. My great-granddad never took any of the children out, but took us out. And, you know, we stayed there when we were my sister and I were about 5 and 6. We stayed with the person we thought was our aunt, but she was actually our grandmother. So that's why you can see it gets very confusing. I have the bare roots as such, nothing very much. And my mum's family came from Norfolk. My nan was a vegetable cook in service. And I think that's really where we always ate very well. We always had a good balanced meal and everything. And I think that came from the training, if you like, that my nan had as a servant. Which she passed down to the other members of the family, because my nan had 13 children.
Oh my goodness.
I know, but again, it wasn't that
because an uncommon
message. No, no. So that's fascinating, Regan. Thank you for that. We're going to come back with some other stuff in a moment.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Denise, please introduce yourself to our new listeners and familiarise.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jackie. Yeah, it's great to be here again. For those who've listened before will know that I'm a career coach, supporting individuals with making sometimes difficult decisions about what their next steps might be, whether it's professional life for them or going, like you've done, Rika, into self-employment and setting up your own business, following your passion, your interests. So that's quite an exciting journey for me, because each person is different. We're all individuals. And so I'm quite grateful that people share that journey with me, because sometimes it could be quite difficult,
quite traumatic, times and exhausted. In fact, because it's emotional, it's quite exhausting.
Yeah, at times it can be, particularly if people are overcoming disappointments of things like redundancy, for example. Some people may not necessarily see that as a positive. And so, helping them to switch that kind of perspective, or to get to a point where they feel in control of what those next steps might be for them, is something that I really.
It's interesting. That you mentioned redundancy, because I gave a talk as part of the International Women's Day events that Bromley College, local to us, was holding, and they were business students, 16 to 25 upwards, or I have to say, I think they were mostly 16-year-old boys. but the speakers, the youngsters were really, really interesting, but the speakers who were there were, Cheryl Huggins was there, I know you know her, I'm not sure whether Rika does. But the other speakers, one of the speakers mentioned the fact that when she actually ultimately been made redundant, her position had been made redundant three times. Now, these days, that's not so uncommon, is it? I can remember, going back to my family, I can remember my dad taking my mum aside. He'd come back from work, taking my mum aside, and their faces were chalk white. And his position had been made redundant, and he was 40, and that was horrendous. Absolutely, it was like the end of the world. And I guess nowadays, okay, it's not pleasant, but it can be something. If somebody's actually as she did, she thought, well, okay, it's an opportunity to rethink things. Oh, am I going to do my own business? And a lot of people, I don't know about you, I'm assuming you with you, Denise, a lot of people actually use that as the first step to getting their own business.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Touching on something you mentioned about across the generations, that, nowadays, it's sort of kind of understandable that, businesses are changing so rapidly that the turnover of employees is kind of expected, that there will be, redundancy, job loss at some point. In fact, a job for life is no longer on the cards.
No.
So, and that hasn't been there for quite a while, actually. But I think we've kind of slowly got around to accepting it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think where I've been working, actually. I think I was temping, and I went to work for BT over at Seven Oaks Way. Originally as a temp, but they made it long term because they were actually closing the site down. And the people that I was working with were BT engineers, and every single one of them was around 60, and they'd there must have been at least 20 there, and they'd all gone in there to start as from school. And they'd been there their entire working lives, they'd been there, which, as you say, doesn't exist now.
But that mindset is very hard to break, isn't it?
Yeah,
when you come with that idea that you stay in a place, you stay on till you retire.
Mm. I think, as you say, across the generations, I think maybe, years and years and years ago, yes. But not now, because life is changing so quickly. So technology, all sorts of things.
That's right. And I think a lot of new jobs are now on contractual basis anyway. So, after 18 months, 24 months, 36 months, you're expected to kind of think about, okay, what might those next steps be for you? Also, employers are expecting employees to be more involved in their career journey. So it's no longer the onus of the employer to, determine where your path might be, or how you can.
That's really good, isn't it? Because it gives them a voice in their development.
So I think, with all of that kind of eclectic mix, people who are now job searching, it really does, I suppose, is beholden on them to know and to start developing their career plan. What do you want? On your experience, is it engagement with the industry that you're in? Is it just lifestyle? Is it following your passion? Is it skills development? Is it fun? All of the things. Is it money? Obviously, we've all got to live and provide for our families.
And what's the driver?
So really, getting to grips with that, I think.
It's important to understand that there's so many transferable skills.
Yes, yeah.
Moving from one definitely. Job to another, you gain so much experience at every stage you take.
And I think it's really good that employees are now, as you're saying, much more involved in their own development. That's got to work for everybody, hasn't it?
Yeah, sure.
It's it opens it up for them to express their ideas and encourages them in that way. What is there a best bit of your business that you enjoy doing the most?
Best bit. I think the best bit that I enjoy is kind of just helping to lift the lid on possibilities, because very often people might be going through a career change, a life event might kind of propel them into that space, and they may feel stuck or, I'll just settle for this. But through the work that we do together, it's, you can see where they think, I have options. I can consider this and this, rather than just thinking either doom and gloom, or I can only go for that because that's all I know. So, I think the options, knowing when somebody realises, I've got a choice, I can do something here.
How do you deliver all this? Is it online, one-to-one, in groups, or is it a mix?
Mainly it's one-to-ones and online at the moment. I was one of the reluctant coaches who came from face-to-face sessions into online, and COVID transitioned myself, it's fine, and it enables me to work with a wide range of people, and travel and all of the other
Because I suppose they could be anywhere in the world, can't they, on that basis?
That's right, because I've worked with people who are in Nigeria, people who are in Hong Kong, Philippines. It just depends on what kind of support they need,
And
the connections.
So where do they come from then? How do you make those connections?
Most of my clients either find me on LinkedIn or they're referred, or I work through HR consultancies who then refer on candidates to me who are going through career restructuring, or their organisations might be going through some repositioning. So I support those candidates with kind of finding the next opportunity for them.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I went a bit quiet there. I was just checking. We've got another piece of music coming up before we have the adverts. Regular listeners will know that we get adverts on the hour every hour for 5 minutes. So I was just looking. The next piece of music actually is something that Denise has chosen. But before we do that, what I'd like you both to do is to let everybody know how they're going to reach you. Denise?
Right. Okay. Yes. Well, you can reach me on LinkedIn, on my website, www.careertransitionscmh.co.uk, or via Instagram, at Denise Need Hill Career Coach, Facebook page, telephone number, 07947 990923.
You'd like to say that again? Because everybody will be going...
Yes. Okay, so telephone number 07947 990923.
Brilliant. My little grandson, who's coming up for 4, is seriously into zeros at the moment. So he gets 0. And what's 10? 1 and 0. Yeah, no, thank you for that. And I think, you know, I mean, I think one of the things I think is important to additionally mention is the spelling of your surname, because I know in a typo I missed a crucial letter, so I think it's important that you perhaps give us that.
Okay, yes, it's Denise Mead, M-E-A-D-E, Hill.
Hyphen Hill,
H-I-L-L.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to come back to you later. And Rika, what about you? How do people get in touch with you?
So yes, you can get in touch with me on my website, which is www.rikachandra.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as well as Facebook and Instagram. So Facebook and Instagram, my handle is Rika Chandra Akuru.
I think you're going to have to do the whole lot, I think, actually.
Everything else?
You don't get away with that.
Okay, so, Rika Chandra Akuru, spelled RikaChandraAkuru. That's my handle on Instagram and Facebook. Akuru means letters in Sinhalese, which is the reason came on. But yes, on LinkedIn, I'm there as Rika Chandra.
Okay. Well, that's great from both of you. And I can't think that our listeners would get stuck on that. But if you do have an urgent need and you can't find them, you can always obviously get in touch with me. And as you know, it's full of W's, 1230.co.uk. And if you pop my name in on the socials, it will come up anyway. So you'll find me there. So.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
And we're back in the studio now. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you to my super guests, Rika and Denise, who are still here with me. And just popping into the studio now is our boss man, so we have to behave ourselves now, is lovely Ed Christie, who is beavering away doing, as I said to you earlier, we are expanding and going to be having more room, so that's going to be good. So, what do I need to tell you, those of you who perhaps are listening to us for the first time? We have inspirational and informative speakers, and we have some fun, and we have some music, and I need to let you catch up with some of the details from our calendar. If you want to look at the calendar online, it's all the W's, 1230.co.uk. You'll find that it says calendar, so the details are in there. But coming up now, fast and furious, and it's just, you know, what happens? Where does the time go? Mm. It flies, doesn't it? So this week, we've got, as you know, we've got our radio show, which we're talking on now, and we have our TV show, which is the second Wednesday of every month, and that's online. So again, if you look at the calendar, you can book yourselves in there. For a member, for a 12:30 member, it's free, and for non-members, it's just £5, so you can tune in on there. And then the following week, we have Bromley, which is the third Wednesday of every month. Yes, I'm just giving you the local ones now because obviously the other groups are listed on the website anyway. But one of the events I really, 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 really need to make sure you're up to date with and have actually booked in is our Evolution of Finance for Women, which is in the city, 80 Basinghall Street, which is just about a 3-minute walk away from the bank, exit 9. Note that, exit 9. And also about 5 or 7 minutes away from Cannon Street, so you could do that. So, why should you go to this event? It's all day, it's 9:30 to 4. Refreshments, those of you that like a little bit of pink Prosecco, I bought that the other day from Majestic Wines, I've got that. So that's all in place. There will be refreshments there. We've got some amazing sponsors as well. So I'm just going to run through the content with you for our speakers. First up, I suppose, is me. Sorry, I probably should have left myself till last. But the reason I go first is, in this case, usually I'm last, as everybody knows, and our hosts are last in that sense. But the reason for this particular event why I'm first is because it's a little mini workshop on how to make the most of your networking time. So some tips will be included in there for the rest of the day to help you make the most of that time. And also we've got some speed networking as well. And those of you that haven't done speed networking with me will know that it is fast and furious and it's great fun and really pulls you in to focusing on the message, the key message that you need to get over to the person that you're talking to. We have, everybody actually gets 30 seconds and everybody goes, 30 seconds, we're going to get 30 seconds. Yes, 30 seconds, but it really, really focuses you on what the F message is you need to get to the other person. Because then you've got the rest of the day to catch up, haven't you?
Yeah.
So that's me first up. And the others, I'm giving you the other speakers now, but they're not in any particular order of the day. And I need to make sure that I'm actually looking at this properly. Yeah. Okay. So we have Imogen Congdon, who is one of our sponsors, as well as being a speaker for the day. And she's going to be talking about, are women really risk averse when it comes to investing? Which I think is something we can all be talking about for quite some time, can't we, in that sense? Jean Mompondo is actually, she's also a sponsor and speaker, and she'll be talking about women's pension gap and making sure that doesn't happen. Joanne Bell, some of you will also know Jo, who is additionally a sponsor and speaker for us for the day, and she's going to be talking about business growth. She's helped many businesses to grow along the way. So do make sure that, you know, so far you've got to be there. So here's some more of them. Ali Meehan is a speaker, and she's actually based in Spain. She will be coming over Zoom to share her expertise with us. She's an English lady who married and lives in Spain and had to make contacts where she didn't know anybody over there. So she's grown an enormous network called Costa Women. And she will be talking to us about her experiences as a businesswoman over there. And I think she's also going to be sharing some of the experience that her members have experienced by being expats, or as she says, the rewards of being an impact. So that's going to be interesting on there. Also, lots of opportunity to for questions and answers during the day and with each speaker. Carol Pike, she'll be talking to us about everyone's what's she talking about? Oh, yes, sorry. She's talking about Beyond the Glitter and the ROI of growing your sparkle. She's also our MC, so that will be a good day with her guiding us through with our speakers. Jo Soley is slightly off the wall in terms of the fact that so far we've been quite solid with accountants and finance and things, but Jo actually is, her business is about numerology. Her business is called Bizology. And she will be giving for our Bonanza Lucky Dip. She's giving her book. And she'll be talking about managing your finances with in alignment with your path number. So that's going to be, do you know Joe Soli?
Yes, I do, yes. Yeah, I've met her before. The bizology is a very interesting concept.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it just? And Riku, I guess maybe not. I'm those of you that know me reasonably well will know that I am not about woohoo. And Jo was introduced to me many years ago as a speaker before she started her numerology and bizology. And she was a personal coach. And she will not mind me saying this because it's the way she describes herself. She sounds 12. She looks 21. But I think she's now 50, I think.
Oh, wow.
And she's lovely. And I love her to bits. Yeah. I absolutely love, well, all my speakers I love to bits, obviously, but Jo is exceptional in many ways, and she's actually travelling, I think she lives in, I'm not sure now, I think she lives in Valencia, so she's actually travelling quite a long way to come and join us, so that's going to be something a little bit different in that respect. Sam Dolokia, she is a speaker, and she'll be talking about maximising your mindset. And I think the focus on that is actually, because she works with children, it will be the placing the importance of getting children used to managing their finances so that they've got that. Because I don't know about you, but it never happened when I was at school or even with my parents. I mean, yeah, we got pocket money, but there was no guidance as such. Did you have that?
No, I didn't. No, definitely not. Something that you just kind of developed as you started, you know, Saturday jobs and then, you know, moved into employment. But I think it's something that's really valuable for the new generation.
Yeah, no, totally. What about you, Rika? Did you have any sort of guidance like that as you were growing up?
On finances and such? Not really in school, but I must say my mum was amazing. She kind of instilled that in myself and my brother from a young age. Even when we got pocket money, she's like, right, you have to put aside 20%.
Really?
In her little bank, which is in her cupboard.
Yeah.
That little piggy bank grew. And when it was time for us to buy our first dog, my brother and I contributed from our piggy bank. And we got a family dog.
Oh, how fascinating. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it, to do that? That is interesting because I think that's the exception rather than a rule, I think, in many ways with families and everything. So it's not, oh, no, great. And then our last speaker is Mikhail Yanni, who, Mikhail's actually not been very well, but she is a sponsor as well as a speaker for us on the day. And she will be talking about the steps to taking your business global and also about the tax involved. Now, Mikhail has got a business here in the UK as well as in Malta. Mm-hmm. And next year she's expanding into Cyprus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be there's some really interesting content there for people. And the fact that you can make sure that you get your questions and answers in as well. Nice long lunchtime break so everybody gets the opportunity to network as well. We only don't have a lot of stands. We only have a few stands. There's still a couple of stands available if anybody would like those. Again, on the website, all the W's, 1230.co.uk. And as you move your cursor up and down the page, you'll see that there's a link comes up for Evolution of Finance for Women there. And you can click through there and that takes you through. And you can book. And it, for members, it is free. And for other people, you have to pay just a tiny bit. I can't remember whether it's £35 or £37 now. I can't remember. But, you know, I mean, that's pretty cool for a day. Plus all your refreshments and your pink Prosecco, if that's your thing. If that's your thing. So it's up to, cool. Any questions on that, ladies? Anything that struck you as I was going through?
No, I'm just excited about the numerology. Yes, it's something which is quite interesting to me.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, Denise mentioned about the interest in it and everything, and I said about me not being woo-woo and everything. Well, when I first met Jo, immediately we took to each other, and I've invited her, Ali, that I mentioned earlier in Spain. We ran 9 years of conferences together, and I invited Jo over, and she was a speaker there, so it sort of took off. But there's so much logic in there that I would never... And she's gone through things with me about my life path numbers and stuff like that. And I go, well, that's why that happened then. And that's why that happened then. And it's logical. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. It really is. So there's a lot of really informative, lots of information on the day there for people, with a wide variety of people in, not only in their topics, but their personal experiences with their businesses. So if you haven't already, do make sure that you book in. And there's an opportunity to have a roller banner up there if you want, or a small stand. There's still a couple of those left. So I think that's everybody. Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, gosh, I should get into trouble now. Jean. Oh, no, I did say Jean, didn't I? Yes. Jean? On condo? Yes, I did. Well, if I didn't, she's going to get another shout out. So Jean is... Yes, I did, because I said about the pensions.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I did. But you're not helping me, girls. Come on.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio. Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes. For and from business women. On all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
And just a reminder that we're broadcasting from Love to Beat Radio Station based here in Penge. Don't forget that we're running a special promotion and support for the children, particularly in A and E at Lewisham Hospital, with Easter eggs. So there's a big, we're gathering them here at the radio station. So you can either bring the eggs into the radio station, which is in the High Street in Penge, over the barbers, near the butchers, near Barry's Butchers, which is a great butchers. If you've not been there, I tell you what, apart from their meat, they do some smashing sweet chili jelly in jars, which is really good. I mean, every time I come in every week, I think we must buy a couple of jars or something. But yeah, now they're really good. And there's lots, actually, Penge High Street has got a lot of great traders along there, as indeed Beckenham does have as well. So if any of you are listening, do give us a shout. The problem is, when I was talking to the traders, is that they're perhaps running their own businesses and they can't leave the shops. But I will get them in. I will get some more coming in. And so do make sure that you let me know with your events. And somebody was saying to me the other day, and shame on me because I haven't actually had a chance to go and see, but Penge Market apparently is back now in Maple Road. Mm-hmm. So do have a look at that. That was a place that I learnt my mental arithmetic as a child. Mm-hmm. And also, I remember one year my mum and dad decided artificial Christmas trees had just come in. And my mum and dad decided they were going to have an artificial Christmas tree. And I said, no, we're not. We're having a real one. And they said, no, we're not. So I went down to the market and I bought one and I carried it back. And so they didn't have any choice. Wow. and they just grinned and put all the decorations on. So, do you have real ones or artificial ones?
I'm not sure.
Artificial one. Yeah, I have an artificial one as well. Yeah, I have to say. Yeah. I've kind of, gone between both over the years.
Yeah.
But at the moment it's an artificial one.
Yeah. Well, we used to have two trees, one in the living room and one in the hall. One in the hall was the one that the boys did, and the one in the living room when my daughter was at home was one that she did, because she's a bit of a, she's really good artistically, and everything was matched, and if it was red and silver, it had to be she's really good at things like that. So we still have our Christmas tree. But the thing is, I buy something for the tree every year. But there's a lot of things now. And you don't always use them, do you? Styles change and things change. So we're a long way off Christmas now, so I mustn't deviate. I mustn't digress.
Yeah. But good that you said that the market is coming back, because I remember it as a thriving market in the day.
Yeah.
Well into the 2000s, actually.
Yeah.
It was going quite strong.
It was really good.
And there's always something there, that you kind of
discover. Did you ever know it, Rika?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, no, it was good. I mean, it was a tough life for those doing fruit and vegetable and eggs. There was the egg lady. The Davises, they used to do, I think they did the eggs. And there was also a flower shop with a flower stall, which was always very good. And it was really only more latterly that clothes and things like that came in, I think, and spices and different things like that. But you can imagine, it's pretty tough, isn't it? Because when they were getting the stuff all fresh from market with an early start and setting everything up, pretty tough.
Yes.
Mm.
But it's a lovely thing to have, isn't it? Because you get independent traders and some really lovely...
The last one I went to, which may have been the kickoff of it going into Maple Road, was actually in the school, in the grounds of St John's School. They had it there, and they had a whole load of stuff there, arts and crafts, as well as what you'd expect from a market, if you like, fruit and veg, because Croydon Market's fruit and veg is still going, isn't it? So don't let us divert too much from my lovely guests. Rika, what else would you like to tell us? What have you got coming up?
What have I got coming up?
Mm. What's in your plan? Now, people will say, Denise, you was talking earlier about employees working with bosses and developing their roles as well as developing their name. And then with businesses, people say, well, what's in your 5-year plan then? Mm. And you go, Do you have a 5-year plan?
I do not have a 5-year plan. I'm taking it each day as it comes.
Yeah.
I think I want to let this camp grow organically.
Yeah.
See where it leads me. I'm trying to speak to different people to collaborate together.
Great.
Photographers, because, you'll be talking about personal journeys there. And
fits very well with the booklets and things
really
that you're
does.
Developing. Yeah,
it's one of the things I try want to promote is the Mother's Day and Father's Day package to take it forward so that kids can either pay a homage to their parents, maybe write their memories of their parents as a gift to their parents, or give it as a separate gift to the mother or father to write their memoirs. And I like that.
So can people access that now, or how's that going?
Well, they can get in touch with me on my website, and yes, then I can forward on the details of the different packages that we're together.
I think that's a great idea. I think, I haven't looked at the website lately, I have to confess. So is there anything up there to sort of indicate how your business is developing?
There is, well, I think my newsletters are updated on there, which gives the regular updates of what's been happening.
And I've got some blogs from you that I need to get up as well.
Right, yes. And I think I will be doing more blogs on my site as opposed to on other sites, which I've been doing for the past few years. And then I have the services section on the website, which will identify the different services offered, and it will take you to a form to get in touch.
Brilliant. And again, how do people get in touch with you? Directly, obviously, on the website,
directly,
which is what you're saying.
The website, so www.rikachandra.com.
Mm.
And my email address is rikachandraart@gmail.com.
Yeah, cool. During the break, we weren't being idle here, listeners, especially my wonderful guest. You were talking about how your paths have crossed with different things. So what was that all about? Because I didn't pick up on all the things that you were saying there.
Oh, well, I was just sharing with Chandra, Rika, that I attended the Bromley Music and Speech Festival on Saturday. I was helping out there as a volunteer.
Where was that held?
Farringdon School in Chislehurst.
Right.
And it's something that they do each year, encourages young children to, participate in the arts. They read pieces from a chosen bit of literature, or they perform a poem or some kind of content along those lines.
Mm.
But it's really good to see them developing their their confidence, presentation, poise, and just kind of feeling pleased and, with themselves, a sense of pride in, the preparation that they've done to get to that stage. And they get a little bit of an award for that work that they do. So it's really good.
Was that in conjunction with the World Book Day?
No, I don't think so. I think that was that's a separate thing. Yeah.
And that's how you were getting a link together with something.
Well, I think I got all excited thinking it's the same. I got all excited thinking it was the same music festival because my friend also runs a music. It's called the Bromley Music Festival, which is different.
Which was happening on the
same weekend.
So we're talking a little bit about that. But there's so much going on. I think in Bromley.
The borough,
you've got to kind of, pick the things that you're going to be participating in, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think also, as women, there's with International Women's Day, although it's 8th of March, and always is the 8th of March, it's the interest has grown, and so the events and things have grown. So really it's the whole of March that includes that. That's cool.
And this year's tagline is Investing Women, isn't it?
Thank you for reminding me, yes.
It's like quite apt with your 19th March
talk. We thought about finance. I'm really excited because it's in a venue that was London City Library as such. And has been renamed and the Small Business
Research and Enterprise. Oh,
why don't I struggle on this? It's ridiculous. Cause it's
Small Business Research and Enterprise Centre.
Thank you very much, Denise. You're right.
Is that it?
It is. Well done. Yeah, there it is. And they've moved buildings, but it's right near the Guildhall.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, on the 8th of March, I was actually there. As a panelist for an event that they were holding, and then I saw in the news that actually in that area, that open space area at the Guildhall, that there was a parade and some International Women's Day things going on in the open, and I missed it. I don't know how I missed it. I must have just come round the other side, I think, to not do it. And the room that we're in is amazing. Down one side, it's got interesting drawings, historic type things down there. But it's in panels, and the panels, that there are sections in there which are about, I would say, probably 4 inches wide, vertically, every foot or so. And they open up with glass behind, and you can see through there the city's historic ruins, which is part and parcel of the art gallery and everything. I'm planning that we'll be able to have those open as well, so that people can see through there, because I mean that's a bit special, isn't it? Well, I think it's a bit special, isn't it? But to do there on the day, so yeah. Oh, that's cool. It's been a bonkers week. Last week was absolutely mad because not only was the stuff to do with the business that I was doing directly, but also, and obviously the event, but also being a speaker on Thursday and Friday, so two consecutive days, was like, and very different audiences. That was the interesting thing. The audiences for the centre of the city were SMEs and some established women in careers. And I met one lady who, was chatting with her, and I said, you know what? I said, you strike me as the sort of person that would make a really good host for us. And she laughed and she said, So we are going to catch up. She lives in Walthamstow, so let's see where that one goes. But the speakers were all amazing speakers. We were all going to keep in touch with each other. And then, as I say, I did Bromley College the day after, which was, again, International Women's Day, and some really interesting speakers there. And there, I hate the word journey, but actually that's what it is, isn't it? I mean, I've got to think of somebody else that's a bit more. But it's how they've progressed through their business and how they've developed. Really, really interesting how it's all happened. So we'll all be staying in touch with each other. So, ladies, what else can we share with people about yourselves?
I was just picking up on something that Rika said, that she's not really a planner.
and it's kind of organic. But there is a plan. It's just that it's not written down.
It's not.
No, but you know. You know definitely what's evolving.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm a planner because I think by the nature of the work that I do, I've got to kind of help people to...
Progression.
To have that progression and to kind of, if you like... unfurl, you know, their thoughts in an orderly way. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, in the career space, they talk about planned happenstance, where, you know, you can plan all you want, but sometimes, you know, the environment, you know, kind of mitigates against that and other things fall into place and it happens to be on the same track or the same path that you were thinking of anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of supporting individuals, I think the benefit of having a plan is that it allows for that adaptability because you have a sense of, you know, where you are, what your aspirations are, and then, you know, kind of being able to pivot, flex according to the circumstances, you know, that comes up. So, you know, that's something that I very much encourage my candidates to think about, you know, what's your career plan? In fact, that's an interview question.
Oh.
One of my candidates went for an interview and one of the questions was this, how does this fit with your career plan? How does this job that you've just applied for fit with your career plan? And so they want to know what your career goals are, you know, a little bit about your character and how you see that fitting in there, and maybe things like your competence. How do you see your skills being applied in that role? So, you know, there is some benefit in taking that step back and thinking about.
Absolutely. You know, I can remember being a 17-year-old going for interviews where they ask questions like that. Yeah. Not quite like that, but what I mean?
Yeah.
It's to have that opportunity to sound out those things with someone like yourself, I think it's amazing. It's really. Rika, you were sharing with me a couple of tips that you thought might be helpful for people. I don't know whether they come to mind at the moment.
They do. And I think that's one of the things which I apply a lot in my work, and it's one of them is to write like you speak. Because, you know, if you write like you speak, you're engaging with audience on a day-to-day basis. They're understanding you from the get-go, and they connect with you immediately. There's more personable approach with that. And the second one, which I think also is a really, really important thing, is not to be afraid to get it wrong.
I'm prime case of that.
You have to break a few eggs to make an omelette, they say, don't they?
That's a good one.
I mean, even when you're writing, just keep writing. When I'm writing headlines, I write at least about 15 headlines before I come across the headline I think is the perfect one. The first 12 are rubbish. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Just get it out there. And with the mistakes... better things happen.
In the two events I went to, some of the speakers touched on failures, and they were, I was going to say corrected, but that's not quite the right word, but it was emphasised that actually there's no such thing as failure. It's all about learning. But, you know, I mean, okay, things might go wrong, and you say, okay, let's do it a slightly different way. You can't sail through life with everything being perfect. Stuff happens, as you have seen from the radio show. So it's not, but you, I mean, logically, failure, painful though it is, doesn't actually exist. It's about things that go a bit wonky and how are you going to overcome that? And we touched very briefly on COVID earlier, and just look at what happened there. Yes, okay, some people suffered really, really badly. It impacted on all of us in some shape or form, but it actually helped some others evolve in a different direction that they never would have thought of before, and successfully. So, I mean, did COVID hit, how did it affect your clients? What happened there? Denise?
Yes, a number of clients who I was working with, they had to, well, first of all, one of the clients that I was working with at the time had the contract with the NHS. And so all of the training sessions or the one-to-one sessions that we had, well, they had other priorities.
Yeah.
So that was shelved. So, you know, we then had to kind of think about, okay, well, you know, where do we go from here? So it's reprioritizing, you know, what your focus is going to be. And working more flexibly to allow those people who still want to think about, okay, I'm going to be on furlough or I'm now working flexibly and I quite like it. How do I do more of that? To have that one-on-one conversation. And that's when we kind of develop the Zoom and Teams were our go-to platforms.
But there's that, I mean, Zoom was something that I used before and we had, I can't think what, Skype used before Zoom, and there was something else that we used as well, which was, it was more about text chat, and so I know we'd sit there with, talking on the screen with one bit of software and text chatting on another bit of software, or on a laptop, but there was some, so there was always ways around it, but I think the fact that everybody has adapted Zoom so readily, I wish I'd had shares in it, because it's opened up such a lot. I mean, certainly with 12:30, I just took everything, all our meetings. Okay, initially I thought, oh, well, we'll have a meeting for this group, we'll have a meeting for that. That didn't work. It was much more productive for people if we were all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually took the meetings, instead of each one being monthly, I just took them weekly and we did them online. I was also at the time chair of Beckham Business Association, and I took those meetings online as well. So although they didn't have a specific regularity in the same way that 12:30 meetings were, people had somewhere to go and there was that sort of support there and what they could do. And after a year, it eased up. People gained confidence a bit more, so I eased up on the regularity of that. And I don't know what you found, but I found that people and other people that I've spoken to, that after a while, people were absolutely itching to get back a meeting person. But when they got that opportunity, there was still a certain reservation there. And I think perhaps lifestyles have changed, been forced to change in that direction. And the fact, as you say, you can do so much with your business now online. It wouldn't have been your first choice, but it has opened up different doors to you, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah.
And Rika, I guess, did COVID impact on you in any specific way? Or
very much so. I think I started thinking quite seriously of this changing career path during COVID. I was, like everyone else, stuck at home, working more than my 9 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
And you don't have the distractions of family and friends to meet up with, to counteract that. And that's when you kind of realize,
the social,
you know, that was quite an eye-opener for me to think, oh, is this what I want to be doing for the rest of my life? What are the other goals I want to achieve? And then I started exploring and testing out and practicing and working to see whether it's viable or not. And that's important to do as well as you're taking this journey. In any career, I think that's still important to test, to keep seeing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pushing yourself.
And I think relationship-wise, I mean, we've got a relationship coach as one of our members, and I think, like family lawyers, after Christmas, when people are all sort of in together, and the accommodation and the relationships within families made people look at things in different ways as well, and their relationships, I think, either were then made stronger or they fell apart because people were in. I mean, we consider ourselves very lucky that we've got a garden, and so we had somewhere to escape. Even if it was chucking it down in rain, it didn't matter. We could go out and we could get outside, whereas other people had much more restrictive environments. Yeah. Really difficult, and particularly when you've got, I was going to say young children, but that doesn't necessarily follow. I think everybody of every age there was such a huge period of time of adjustment and everything. So it's not, yeah. So I think I'm just going to put an eye on the clock there, and I'm conscious of the fact, is there anything else that you ladies would like to add to what's been, for me, a really inspiring afternoon?
Well, one of the things I wanted to share with your listeners is the fact that I've produced a career planner, and being the lady who plans.
Of course.
I'm getting it out there. And it kind of guides people who are thinking about career change, or just reevaluating where you are in terms of you know, professional development and aspirations. I think you know, everyone, the idea is that you want those work values to kind of link with some of the other areas between your work and your life. So you know, having that opportunity to just step back and think about, okay, well, what do I want from my engagement with the world of work, or with a business opportunity, or even if I'm not thinking about leaving work, how do I want to experience that, you know, opportunity in that moment?
Yeah.
So it guides people through.
It's a lovely colour. I love the colour. Gorgeous purple.
The purple, yes, that's my brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it says, you know, take your next steps with confidence. Because I think a lot of the time that's what's missing. People just don't feel confident in doing that. So having a plan enables you to do that. It starts off with, you know, knowing your why. And I've quoted right at the beginning of the book, you know, the Simon Sinek book, where he mentions knowing your why and adopting a positive approach is kind of one of the key aspects of, you know, starting that journey. There's some prompts along the way that helps to keep people on track, and there's some bits that explores your values, your interests, goals, you know, that you want to achieve, a little bit more about some of your transferable skills. So it's really a step-by-step guide.
Brilliant. I know you showed me the other day the content of it, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. How do people, how can I get a copy?
Yeah, so people can, it's available on Amazon, so they can just pop over there and just type in Career Planner, Take Your Next Steps with Confidence, or type in my name as the author, and it pops up. And it's on Amazon, paperback copy, $19.99.
Cool.
If people wanted to order directly from me, they can also do that. And if people called in as a result of this show, just quote the 12:30 show, and I'd be able to give them a discount on that.
Ooh, nice. Wonderful result.
So please call in and get your copy.
Yeah, no, great. That's fantastic. Thank you, Liz. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
While I'm here, just to say really that you know, people need, if you're in the space where you're thinking about you know, what your professional life might look like, you know, kind of just think about where you are. If you're thinking about, is this the next, I'm ready to take the next opportunity, then you know, a coach could help with that. And even if you're not ready for coaching, then the planner would be able to support that.
Yeah.
If you're thinking a little bit more about how can I get motivated to proceed with, you know, the work that I'm doing, then, you know, that would be another opportunity to have a chat with supported some friends, family, a coach who can support you along those lines as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And that's Denise Mead Hill, and you'll find her.
You can find me www.careertransitionsdmh, that's my initials, .co.uk, and Instagram, Denise Mead Hill -careercoach, or telephone number 07-947-990-923.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for coming on, Denise. Don't forget, everybody, that you'll be able to, if there's bits and pieces that you might have missed or just want to reaffirm, it will be all available on the website for you next Friday. That's not this week, that's next Friday. Rika, what about you? Some little bits you want more to share with us?
I don't think that there's anything more really, but please do get in touch if you need some copy written for your businesses, or if you need your web page refreshed, or articles, or blog posts. Yes, please do get in touch.
You're the person.
I'm the person, yes. If you have a dream, I have the words.
Excellent. Yeah.
And if you also are interested in researching your family history, or writing memoirs for your loved one, get in touch. My website is www.ritachandra.com. It's Rita with a K. People always get it confused and they're like, oh, Rita. I'm like, no. It's R-I-K-A. Think Costa Rica.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So ritachandra.com.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Well, I want to thank you both so much. It's been a really good show. So thank you both so much for sharing what you've shared today, which has been really advantageous for everyone who's listening. Thank you to our listeners. Don't forget to book in for meetings and also for the event on the 19th of March. Thank you to my super guests, Rika and Denise, and to you, my listeners. Take care, and I'll see you all again next time.
This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.